Welcome to the IBM Support Assistant Update. I'm your host, Glenn McGordy. Our special guest today is Terrence Quinn. Terrence is the lead developer and team lead for the IBM Support Assistant project. This is the first of a three-part series where we're going to cover the different benefits and technical aspects of IBM Support Assistant 4.1. So Terrence, what exactly are we going to do in this deep dive on ISA 4.1?
Hi, Glenn. After completing today's session, listeners should be able to describe the key features of the IBM Support Assistant Workbench, customize the workbench using product tools and add-ons, and also use the Find Information activity to research problems to specific symptoms that they might have.
That sounds great, Terrence. One of the key features I heard about for the IBM Support Assistant is data collection and problem determination tools. Are we going to get to cover that today as well?
Yes, Glenn. That is a very important feature within the IBM Support Assistant Workbench. We will go into detail discussing how to use data collection and the various parameters associated with data collection. We'll also go to the Analyze Problem activity and learn about diagnostic tools and troubleshooting tools.
That sounds great, Terrence. Well, let's go ahead and get started and take a look at the first aspect of ISA.
The IBM Support Assistant is a complementary standalone application for your Windows or Linux workstation. The Support Assistant Workbench is customizable down to the product and version level. For example, you may search for or collect data for a specific product and version.
Wow, Terrence, that sounds great. I understand that there's a usage metrics framework in ISA 4.1 as well. Now, what exactly does this do?
Well, the usage metric framework works in the background to gather usage information about what the user is doing. This information would be used by IBM to actually enhance the IBM Support Assistant and make it better and more useful for the customer.
Now, are you going to be collecting any personal information?
No, Glenn, absolutely not. We do not collect any personal information whatsoever.
Okay, so this is simply activity that's going on within the product itself, and you're capturing that so you can build some new features and maybe some new requirements to enhance the product. That sounds great. Well, can users opt out of that? Let's say, for example, I'm still a little bit uncomfortable with you tracking what I'm doing with ISA. Can I opt out of that?
Of course. You have the option to opt out entirely or just opt out for any specific amount of time.
Okay. But let's say I want to opt in. I'll go ahead, collect my information. What exactly are we going to be able to do? What specific activities are you going to be able to measure or monitor through this tool?
Well, we're going to be able to see what parts of the IBM Support Assistant Workbench customers are using and how much. We're also going to be able to determine which types of data collection and what search targets they're actually using. And we'll also know exactly when this has been done, so we can kind of track over time what the most popular pieces of the Support Assistant Workbenches are and maybe what the most valuable pieces are that we might need to focus on enhancing.
That sounds good. I could see how that could be really helpful to the development team. So it sounds like the usage metrics framework isn't as scary as originally thought, and if we want to, we can opt out, and that sounds like a good deal. Well, what else do we have in ISA 4.1? So Terrence, what would be the first thing that a user would see when they start IBM Support Assistant 4.1?
Well, the first thing that they would see would be a welcome page. And from this welcome page, they would be able to launch activities, read news about the Support Assistant Workbench from an RSS feed, or perhaps they would like to start some in-depth tutorials or use the First Steps link to configure the Support Assistant Workbench.
First Steps and tutorials, that sounds like a good place for us to start. Let's go ahead and take a look at that and get a little bit more in-depth understanding of that. So as part of the first steps, Terrence, I understand that there's proxy configuration included in there. Is this any more difficult or any different than what we would do for a browser?
No, Glenn, it's very similar. In fact, in Support Assistant 4.1, we can actually detect the browser's proxy configuration and utilize that. Or the customer can easily configure their own HTTP or SOX proxy.
And is this something that all users would have to do, or is this just for users that don't have direct internet access from within their company's firewall?
Yes, it's the latter. It's only for customers that would have to configure a proxy connection that do not have a direct connection.
And what kind of proxies are supported now with IBM Support Assistant 4.1?
Well, we support HTTP proxy, NTLM version 1 and version 2, and SOX version 4 and 5.
Well, that sounds pretty good. What else do we have in the What's New? Terrence, you talked about how a user of IBM Support Assistant could customize the product based on what I think you call were product add-ons. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. Within the Support Assistant, there's an updater component. And within this updater component, the user can manage which product add-ons or tool add-ons they would like to download and install within the Support Assistant workbench.
So if I go ahead and add these product add-ons, how does it show up within the IBM Support Assistant?
Well, by installing specific product add-ons, you can customize the find information activity, for example. You can go in within find information and search against a given product and version level. Or within the collect and send data activity, you can collect data for a specific product and version.
Okay, so by customizing the IBM Support Assistant, I get to work with just those products I want to, the ones maybe I'm supporting or using, and I don't have to worry about all the information and all the other data collectors that are associated with the IBM software products.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's great. Terrence, let's go ahead and start by taking a look at some of the specific activities within the IBM Support Assistant. For example, we have the Find Information activity. And this is comprised of three components: the product information component, the concurrent search component that's there, and also the media viewer. Let's start by taking a look at the product information component a little bit more closely.
Sure, Glenn. If you're trying to find information about a specific product and version, the product information component is the place to start. Within the product information component, you can find various information such as the product's homepage, the product support page, news groups and forums specific to the product and version, skills enhancement links, and problem determination information, which includes links to documents specifically for troubleshooting purposes. The IBM Support Assistant search component allows you to search concurrently for multiple locations. These locations include the IBM Support website, IBM Developer Works, IBM News Groups and Forums, and a Google web search. Another very powerful feature of the IBM Support Assistant search is that you can narrow your search down to specific products and specific versions.
The next component we want to take a look at under the Find Information activity is the Media Viewer. What's interesting about the Media Viewer, it allows you to make the information that you retrieve from the IBM Education Assistant very accessible. So, Terrence, why don't we take a look at what the Media Viewer can do for our customers?
The Media Viewer component allows you to directly interface with the IBM Education Assistant website, download presentations and tutorials, and create your own podcast or playlist, if you will. This information can be played back when you're not connected to the internet, and can also be categorized and saved and exported so other users may import and benefit from a specific playlist that you've created.
So, Terrence, let me see if I got this right. So you're saying I can go to the IBM Education Assistant website, find some content, say the Webster application server, download the information I want, organize it in a playlist, if you will, and then listen to it or watch it offline at any time?
Yes, Glenn, that's correct.
So, Terrence, it looks like the Find Information activity is a real asset to those customers that are trying to find information, be able to search on concurrent resources within IBM, and get to problem determination resources quickly. So that wraps up the first section of our IBM Support Assistant update for 4.1, and we'll go ahead and start with the next section in a part 2.